This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today in Charlton, Massachusetts, with a funeral and a sad reminder of the perils faced by police officers every day in this country. Thousands of police officers and members of the public and his family said goodbye to Officer Ronald Tarantino Jr. of Auburn, gunned down last Sunday during a traffic stop, according to authorities, by Jorge Zambrano, an ex-convict with a long criminal record. Zambrano died in a shootout with state police later that day. Officer Tarantino was 42. He leaves behind a wife, Trisha Tarantino, and three children. Here's his youngest sister, Caitlin Tarantino, speaking this morning at the funeral.
My brother was the greatest officer any department could hope for. He did his job the right way. He had everything you needed to be a great police officer: courage, strength, integrity, and compassion, just to name a few. It was his calling.
That's Caitlin Tarantino remembering her brother, Officer Ronald Tarantino. And joining us now is WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. He was in Charlton today. And David, good. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Give us a sense of how Officer Tarantino was remembered today.
He was remembered as somebody with an intense sense of conscience, of conscientious duty. He wanted to serve. People just talked about him coming from a tradition of police. His father, who was a policeman, just retired from Medford. His uncle, a policeman, sister. He has a long tradition of service, and people talked about that. He wanted to be trusted. He wanted to serve. They remembered him as an outgoing, wonderful human being, a great brother, a great son, a terrific father. But it was that sense of duty to the job that really came through.
And David, give us a sense of the scene there. We're seeing pictures and as well as reading reports of literally thousands of people there, police officers from all over the state. What did you observe?
Yeah, it's always awe-inspiring to see this. The fact is, Anthony, since the 1980s, every police funeral I've gone to has been actually orchestrated by two people with the state police. They're the ones that orchestrate this, and if you look at all the minutiae of detail, it's done with one purpose: to give the families a sense that there is a proper showing of respect and send-off for their loved one. I'd call it an ocean of blue. People talk about an ocean of blue. It was actually an ocean of many colors of uniforms. There were reds, browns, grays, blacks. There were officers here from Chicago. And it was all the keening of bagpipes. It was all with a sense of duty to a fellow officer. One of the flags was particularly poignant. It said, "It all gave some gave all," and that's the story of Ronald Tarantino Jr.
Well, that's WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reporting from Charlton, where he's been covering the funeral of Officer Ronald Tarantino. David, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Anthony.